Lord be with you. Good morning. It is Thursday, September 11th, 7:26 Central Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Thanks so much for joining me as we start your day with the Word of God and prayer. We have our Psalm and New Testament reading for this morning, conversations with our friends from Lutheran Senior Services and Concordia Publishing House, all coming up in just a little bit. And during the 8 o'clock hour, we'll study the daily New Testament reading with Pastor Joel Krogan from Hope Lutheran Church in Batesville, Arkansas. I like the name of that town. And we're going to get into Philippians chapter 3, verses 1 through 21. And don't forget, we've got our conversations with Pastor Parviz about the church calendar before the Incarnation, those Bible feasts, and good conversations coming up. Hope you can join us for that today. We're going to move on to the next conversations. I believe today we get into Passover, if I remember correctly. So hope you can join us for that. Our psalm for today, Psalm 44, verses 1 through 8. O God, we have heard with our ears. Our fathers have told us what deeds you performed in their days. In the days of old, you with your own hand drove out the nations, but them you planted. You afflicted the peoples, but them you set free. For not by their own sword did they win the land, nor did their own arm save them, but your right hand and your arm and the light of your face, for you delighted in them. You are my King, O God. Ordain salvation for Jacob. Through you we push down our foes. Through your name we tread down those who rise up against us. For not in my bow do I trust, nor can my sword save me, but you have saved us from our foes and put to shame those who hate us. In God we have boasted continually, and we will give thanks to your name forever. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our New Testament reading for today, Philippians chapter 3, verses 1 through 21. Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you is no trouble to me and is safe for you. Look out for the dogs. Look out for the evildoers. Look out for those who mutilate the flesh. For we are the circumcision who worship the Spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus, and put no confidence in the flesh, though I myself have reason for confidence in the flesh also. If anyone else thinks he has reason for confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day, of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, of Hebrew of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count as loss. I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, in order that I might gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ Jesus, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this or am perfect, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let those of us who are mature think this way, and if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal that also to you. Only let us hold true to what we have attained. Brothers, join in imitating me and keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us. For many, of whom I have often told you and now tell you, even with tears, walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction. Their God is their belly and their glory in their shame, with minds set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We'll stick around for more conversations right here on Worldwide KFUO. More His Time right after this break.
If you've ever experienced hospice, you know how meaningful it is. What you may not realize, however, is the need for compassionate volunteers. Lutheran Senior Services Hospice Care is seeking volunteers willing to assist through friendly visits, running errands, or even sitting with patients while caregivers take a break. To make sure our volunteers are comfortable, we provide a thorough orientation to volunteering for hospice. If interested, visit lssliving.org/volunteers.
Hi, I'm Mark Hawkinson. Jesus once said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." Indeed, in Jesus Christ, fear is out. Peace is in as you get into Him. And I'll help you with that musically and through the Word of God on Jubilation, Sunday afternoon from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on Worldwide KFUO.
This is By the Way. Conflicts between nations, natural disasters, the Ebola virus, terrorist attacks such as the one we remember today. So many things in our world remind us of how fragile life is and how quickly it can change or even end. And I suppose each of us has the choice of keeping our head down and expecting the worst or keeping our head up and facing the future with some confidence. The former drains our energies and darkens our days. The latter enables us to be productive, contributing, creative, and optimistic beings. Martin Luther was once asked what he would do if he knew his world would end tomorrow. His response? "I would plant a tree." With God's help, no matter how uncertain, you can plant and grow for the future. This is By the Way.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Thursday, September 11th. Joining me in studio this morning for Lutheran Senior Services, filling in for Jane this week, Al Koepke. Al, good to have you back in studio this morning.
Good morning, Andy. It's great to be here.
How have you been?
Really good.
Good,
busy,
good.
Busy.
Yeah, busy, yeah. Including driving in this morning.
Yeah. You can tell I'm a little winded from running up the stairs.
Yeah. Well, glad to have you here. Glad you're doing well. Glad you're keeping busy. That keeps you out of trouble, right?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
Well, what's going on at Lutheran Senior Services these days?
Well, you know, there's a prayer breakfast coming up, and I think you've probably talked about it. And it's kind of a neat scenario of bringing a lot of different Lutheran organizations together. And I'm going to use that as the backdrop for what I'm talking about today. The LSS Living Foundation. I have my own little motto about it. If it's in your heart, it should be in your will. And the word will there is probably a play on words, you know, in what we do and carry out God's will. But the LSS Living Foundation as well talks about helping people put together a plan for their life and their family that may incorporate, if you will, their philanthropy. So that'll set the stage of what I'm going to talk about later.
Well, very good. So the prayer breakfast coming up in October, the 16th, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right.
It's on October 16th. And what's unique about it is that it has grown from primarily being sponsored by three main social service organizations in the area: Lutheran Senior Services, Lutheran Foundation, and Lutheran Family and Children's Services, along with Humanitree. There are actually four, has grown and to incorporate all the Lutheran groups in the St. Louis region. So October 16th, and Dr. Dale Meyer will be the keynote speaker, and he's going to be sharing how we might fit into his story. And for information, you can probably get it on any of the organization's websites, but if you go to lssliving.org, there is a link on events, upcoming events, and that has everything there for people. But I think I'm going to hold off on that list of organizations until later.
Very good. Well, what else do you have for us today?
Like I said, the LSS Living Foundation has as its core vision to serve an ever-increasing number of seniors with quality housing, a place to live, and the best health care. And regardless of economic ability, if you will. We do a great job, I think, in this society so far of caring for those who have wealth and those maybe who are the most destitute. But there's a lot of people falling through the cracks, and the tsunami is coming where my peers, you know, are going to be aging and needing a place to live and live those quality years of their older adult life, you know, in a safe environment. And we're stepping up to the challenge to see how we can meet that need as Lutheran Senior Services. We believe that one of the most valuable resources with which we have been blessed is the gift of life. And making the most of that life encompasses, I would think, the entire spectrum of decisions about health, wealth, and relationships. And specifically, our goal on the stewardship side is to help as many people as possible enjoy and experience the gift of giving. And I thought I would just share the makeup of the LSS Living Foundation team at Lutheran Senior Services. We have stewardship directors located at most of our communities. We have 10 senior living communities throughout the region, and we have six stewardship directors that primarily work with the residents and the families of those residents. And what we're finding is that everyone has a story to tell. And they when they get together and they talk about their lives and they express the loves that are in their heart, their family, their church, maybe their alma mater or whatever, that's what the stewardship team and the LSS Living Foundation is all about at Lutheran Senior Services. Beyond the stewardship directors, we have an events director, a few support staff, and then Jane Wilkie's team helps us with the communications. So periodically, people will receive in the mail a Mission Living newsletter, for example. And that's where I try to, again, just instill that joy of giving message. But today I have one question to ask all your KFUO listeners. And this is a shout out to our friends up in Wisconsin. I told them I'm going to be coming up there for a wedding this weekend, and maybe make sure they tune in to KFUO Worldwide on the internet. So I don't know if they're listening or not. But when is the last time, if ever, someone has taken the time to sit and listen to you and help you figure out the best way to accomplish your goals for taking care of your family or loved ones, and perhaps consider how best to support those charities and causes that are close to your heart? That's why we are here. That's why I'm here. I want to sit down with people, and people need a trusted advisor to share with me what you know, just ask the questions. You know, you hear about all this stuff about plan giving and trusts and wills and all that terminology, tax-wise giving. You need a non-threatening type of an environment just to share everything. And we are not naive enough to think that the only charity that they're going to support is Lutheran Senior Services. There are a wealth of charities that people want to support. And that's the main message. No matter whether there is a long-term gift in there for LSS or not, we just enjoy working with the people and making sure that they get something done that is meaningful to them and their family. And before I go into my devotional thought of the day, which again relates to heart, I would like to read through the list of this year's breakfasts, the prayer breakfast attendees, and many of them have been on your program. Christian Friends of New Americans, Concordia Seminary St. Louis, Grace Place Lutheran Wellness Ministries, Humanitree, International Student Ministry St. Louis, Lutheran Association for Special Education, Lutheran Elementary School Association, Lutheran Family and Children's Services of Missouri, Lutheran Foundation of St. Louis, Lutheran High School Association, Lutheran Hour Ministries, and finally Lutheran Senior Services.
I've talked with every one of those in the last 6 months.
Yeah, isn't that something? In closing, when we hear the word heart, we think of the Bible verses that pop into mind, and God is such a gracious God. He takes our heart, as it says in Matthew 15:19, out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, and slander. Now, how can that heart do any good? In Psalms, we pray, and every Sunday in church, create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Because of that change, 2 Corinthians 9:7, and I'll close with this, each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver.
All because of what Christ has done for us.
Right.
Amen. Well, thanks, Al. Good to talk with you this week.
Likewise.
And God's blessings, and hope to see you at the prayer breakfast.
Thank you.
Thanks. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to talk with our friends from Concordia Publishing House. Hope you can stick around for that conversation and more right here on His Time on Worldwide KFUO.